Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was about to say I'm here for it.
I know you were. I know, don't touch me either.
I know you were.
Right, guys, welcome back to the show. Favorite show on planet Earth.
Yeah.
And you are with your boys, Fire Lord Fwegs, J Money.
Yeah.
Ellis the Menace and Rem de la Creme.
Yeah.
We also have an Anya in the building. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Question of the week this week is, what's one thing you could have lived without knowing?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. My first one, I think I'm going to start with a couple light ones, and then I'm going to say some ones that are Googleable, where we have to figure out some shit. So Rem, stay ready.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Cool. What's one thing you could have lived without knowing? How good the feeling of nicotine coursing through my veins is.
I've heard. So,
that's
you man?
Addiction.
Yeah, you man?
Oh, God.
I think I told you before, when I was a little boy, I used to shop my mum's cigarettes, innit?
I think so.
Yeah, 50p a pop.
50p, yes, 50p yes,
a
yes.
pop in year seven.
That's brazy.
Yeah.
Bold as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. I used to say at least two a day. It's just like a young quid.
Yeah.
I used to steal my mum's.
Four pieces of chicken
yeah.
and chips in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Chicken George?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's after school.
Yeah.
So I used to teeth my mum's cigarettes, and obviously I was like, I'm doing you a favor.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm doing you a favor. Yeah. Little did I know, she'll just buy more.
Yeah, it's a win-win. You thought it was a win-win.
Yeah. And back then she was a chainer. Yeah. She was a chainer. Oh, anyway, so back then, I remember one time I tried one, innit? One of my boys was just bullying me. It's like, your eye is shot in. You're not, obviously you're not road.
Yeah.
Because you've never tried it. Yeah. You've never got high here on supply.
Yeah.
You need to see what you're selling, innit? You need to know the product. I was like, I smoke all the time, big man. What are you on about? I smoke all the time and I fuck girls all the time. What are you saying?
Those are your two go-tos.
Yeah. My two go-tos. Always in London.
Yeah. You're never going to see him.
You're never going to see it happen because I always do it in London. But anyway, they were like, all right, cool. Try a cigarette. So he had a cigarette. He gave me one. One puffy man, want to say my heart was beating out my chest.
Oh God.
The nicotine did something to me.
Oh God.
Bro, beating out my chest. Jesus. And I remember thinking, I don't know how these men are doing this multiple times a day.
Daily basis,
this is scary. Mm. So yeah, I can resonate with this nicotine coursing through my veins.
Coursing through your veins is crazy. Crazy. Mm. All right, next, you're up.
One thing you could have lived without knowing. I had a guy get on the bus next to me after work. He leaned over, pulled my headphones out of my ears.
Crazy.
Mind you, I was the only person on the only other person on the bus than the driver. He pushed my book down and told me he'd just robbed a bank and proceeded to get off at the very next stop. I put my headphones back in and sat there in silence.
I wouldn't know what to do.
Fam, you're on a bus by yourself, music in, book up. A stranger comes in, bink, pushes the book down.
I just whispers.
Robbed a bank. I just robbed a fucking bank.
And just gets off.
Walks off.
Because my immediate reaction is to get off as well.
Yeah, oh,
but 100%. I can't get off at the same stop as him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now I'm like, if that was my stop, pissed off.
Or if it was the last stop.
Oh, if it's the last stop, I don't know what I do.
Me and bus driver are doing a 180. We're going back to the stop.
100%, 100%. Also, don't flex like that. Unless you're sharing, don't flex like that.
I don't know. Rush of adrenaline, I guess.
Oh, of course, you're going to be gassed. If I'd robbed a bank, I'd want to tell the world.
Mm.
But obviously, that's how people get caught.
Yeah, yeah. Weird flex.
Weird flex.
Weird flex. Don't even know what else to say about it. Weird flex. Cool. What's one thing you could have lived without knowing? The type of porn my dad likes. Do you know how wild that statement is?
Type is insane.
The type of porn my dad likes.
That's disgusting.
That's so invasive for a parent-child relationship.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That should never, ever cross paths.
Cool. Right. One thing you can live without knowing. This is a Googleable one. Platypus ooze milk. They don't have nipples. The milk seeps directly out of the mother platypus. Mother platypus's mammary glands and sits in the grooves of her skin. Her babies drink or suck it out of the fur.
Gross.
Grim. So she just lays there and just milk just comes out.
I mean, that's all they know.
Yeah, yeah, of course. No one's complaining.
Yeah, that's but all sucking, they...
And fur. Sucking it out the fur? That's like sucking milk. Imagine being a baby sucking milk out your dad's beard, big man. That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. Another Googleable one. Dolphins gang rape their females. And I searched this.
I've heard about that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's just true for dolphins, though. I think...
Is that an animal kingdom?
That sounds like a kingdom, John.
Do you know cats have a hook?
Yes, yeah, I do. That's why they fucking that. Shriek.
That's grim.
Yeah.
Don't say shriek.
It's exactly what they do.
I know, but please. Yeah. They got, yeah, they have, like, they're spiked out, right? Mm,
yeah.
So once they're in there, they're in there.
Yeah.
That's disgraceful.
It's, nature's crazy.
Yeah, bro. Like same with dogs. Dogs, dog things lock up.
Well, like a screw lock thing.
Yeah, yeah. Dogs, a dog, Tom.
Really?
Tight. So that's what, when the guy's finished, he's locked in there for a minute.
Jesus.
She'll just get on with her day. Man's just.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro. Dolphins are gay as well, right? They can be gay.
I didn't know that.
I heard dolphins can be gay. Yeah. They're not as far from us as we think. Apart from the gang thing.
Can dolphins be black?
What? Bro, that's jokes. Oh my God. Oh wow. In Chile. Fair.
They actually can. In Chile, they actually can. Also known as. Can I'm not going to. Black. The Chilean dolphin. Can also be.
Rincus, whatever.
Whew, one of the four dolphins, genius. Jesus, hilarious. Some like that. Dolphins found only at the coast of Chile. Right, that was so random, sorry.
All right, bet.
Sorry.
Elsewhere under the sea, male bottlenose dolphins build relationships with other males. They travel the ocean together, hunting for food and engaging in sexual behavior. And their relationship is deep and lasting. It's common for these male dolphins to live together for decades. Hey, yo.
So they're just homeboys, just...
They're just bros that fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say I'm here for it.
I know you were. I know, don't touch me either. I know you were.
Yo, bro, man. I'm just saying, that sounds cool for them. Fuck,
you're
sake.
Here for it for them.
Yeah, I'm here for them.
Yeah,
okay. Speaking of, I was watching one thing the other day. Do you know about bonobos, you man?
Is that an animal?
Yeah, it's a type of monkey.
Nah.
Huh, bro. When I say these man scissor, the girls, so basically the girls run the tribes, innit?
Okay.
So if an opposing tribe comes into these man's den, the man them are just like wagwan, innit?
Mm.
They're just jumping from the trees, making up a ruckus, dragging branches around, ready for beef. The woman leader and the two female leaders of both groups will come together. Bro, when I say their gums are spread, they're smiling. They're smiling, you man. And they nut. It's disgraceful. Yeah, I've never seen anything like it. And then they hold hands like this.
Whilst
like this.
Scissor?
Yeah, they go one arm up, one arm up. Like, no. The one arm's supporting the ground.
Oh,
one
arm's
and they're interlocking fingers of this one, and the thing's just anyway. Where were we? One thing you could have lived without knowing: that James is taller than Fuad.
I saw that.
Bro, someone replied, "No way." Someone else replied, you're joking. First of all, fuck all of you. Fuck
you're
all
joking,
of you.
You know? Yeah, I saw that one. All right, what's one thing you could have lived without knowing? That he has a wife, because I've never been fucked so good. Yeah. Yeah, I knew that would get your attention. Yeah.
That's smoky.
Yeah. It's lying in the air. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. That he has a wife, because I've never been fucked okay. so good. Yeah.
Oh, so...
There's a certain
you
things.
Can't. You can't be a fellow fan of SNG and read that. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Knowing that you're the culprit,
yeah.
You can't read that.
Yeah.
You could make a new password on your phone. Just to stop yourself.
You'd have to. You would have to.
Wow. Okay. One thing you could live without knowing, Jamie Foxx's real name is Eric Marlon Bishop.
It's what?
Eric Marlon Bishop.
I knew it was an alias. I didn't know that was his name.
Did you know why it's an alias? Have you ever heard the story of why Jamie Foxx called himself Jamie Foxx?
No.
Because he said, he basically said something, I'm gonna paraphrase, because
yeah.
I heard it years ago. But basically he was saying when he used to do comedy nights, it was very, something to do with it was very, what'd you call it? Male heavy, and a lot of them were looking for female comics.
Okay.
So if you were a guy trying to get on the list, you'd they'd ask your name, and if they were a guy, they'd put you like bottom of the pile.
Okay.
And if you're a woman, they'd put you up on the pile. So you'll get way more spots if you're a female comic.
Okay.
So he wanted to have a unisex name, so that he could when he calls up and they say what's your name, he'd say Jamie Foxx, or what's the name or whatever, and be like Jamie Foxx, and they'd be like gang. Cool. Mm. And then he'd start getting spots. So that's how he started calling him Jamie Foxx.
Interesting. It's a very unisex name as well.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's smart play.
Yeah. That's why the two X's make sense.
Smart fucking play. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Fair play. All right. Cool. What's one thing you could have lived without knowing? They use sheep intestines for the strings of violin.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's called cat gut or something like that. Type it in. Cat's gut. That's the one. Yeah.
Is that Norwegian or something?
No idea.
Interesting.
Very.
All right, cool. Because isn't a thing, that's horse hair, right?
Yes, I believe so.
This thing?
The actual thing. Oh, is
yeah.
it?
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Right, this one, I'll have to give you the context for after.
Okay.
One thing you could live without knowing, that John Jones has a dark side. So, this is a UFC style thing. So, not many people understand this. So, John Jones, former UFC heavyweight champion. I say former, I don't even... Yeah, he's not fighting at the minute, so I think they've got interim champion right now, which is a white guy called... Oh, I can't remember his name. English guy. He's fucking sick as well. Tom Aspinall. Yeah. Tom Aspinall's the current champion. John Jones. John Jones is highly regarded as the greatest UFC fighter of all time.
Really?
Yes. He's never lost. He has one loss on his thing, on his record, because he got disqualified for something stupid, apparently. I can't remember what he got disqualified for, but he's never lost. And he dismantles people.
Mm.
John Jones is an incredible fighter.
Mm.
The dark side that no one really knows about unless you're in the game is John Jones likes, first of all, he likes a drinky poo.
Mm.
Second of all, he loves a strip club.
Mm.
Third of all, I don't say this with jest, Donnie's been arrested, plural, for tumping his missus.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah? Bro?
Oh.
John Jones has a dark side.
Damn.
And it's only because he's so, and the bad thing is because he's so good, so successful, such a draw, they've never cut him. The amount of drama this guy's been through, any other athlete, not any other athlete, but most other, 99% of athletes in any organization will get cut.
Yeah.
Bro, he's had multiple run-ins with the law for domestic violence.
And they just, really? And they just keep him on?
Yes, bro.
Oh,
it's
wow.
techie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm not going to take a hard stance because I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Damn.
That's what the streets are saying. It's been going on for years.
wild.
Yeah. Yeah. When I read that, I said, when I read the John Jones and Darts, I was like, facts.
Yeah, you know exactly what they're talking about.
Yeah, mad. This guy gets it.
Mad. What's one thing you could have lived without knowing? The meaning of pink sock.
I don't know what that means.
Urban Dictionary pink sock, please.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Pink sock.
I don't think you'll get it.
Do you know what it is?
I think I know what it is. It's
pink sock. Pink sock. Is it tampon?
Nope.
No.
Pink sock.
What do you think it is, Rem?
I won't say until.
Is it really disgusting?
Depends how you look at it. No pun intended.
It's not nice, bro.
Pink sock.
Stop saying it. It's not going to make it better, bro.
Is it like a ruptured anus sign? Is it? When the thing comes out. Yeah. That kangaroos will sit in a body of water and murk whatever comes near it just because.
I knew that and didn't know that at the same time. Because I've seen a couple, you know, you see like random Twitter videos or whatever, just kangaroos chilling, waiting for something to happen. So I've seen that, and I've actually seen people or animals try and go to it. The kangaroo will start something and it'll just fuck off. So yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So they just pull up, straight as hot as well.
Yeah.
They just pull up to the only fresh water source and just stand.
Stand
ready.
10 toes. Just waiting.
Just because.
Just because they're arms, bro.
Because they just want the smoke.
Yeah.
Fuck, just
fucking
man.
Arms. Right. What's one thing you could have lived without knowing? That my mum gave my dad head on the street once.
On the street.
On the street.
Mom's a freak. Damn. That's a woman.
I don't want to hear as a child.
No, you can't hear that. How are you reminiscing in my presence? How am I hearing about this?
Facts.
You know what happened. Why are we talking about it?
Facts.
You were both there.
Facts.
Oh my God. Right. Walk downstairs to say good morning to my father. Only to my shock and horror, I see my father standing butt-ass naked in the mirror. Worst way to find out we have good genetics.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man bopped downstairs to say good morning. Sees that in the mirror. He was definitely checking that.
Checking
that muffin top.
Yeah.
That tummy arm.
That good genetics.
Yeah. And just saw that heavy. Just saw dad's got a heavy on him.
A dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a Netflix dude.
Yeah.
And just like, that's bars but fair.
Yeah,
I can't wait to hit pubes. Those bars were fair.
What's one thing you could live without knowing? My grandma's favorite lover and why?
Disgusting. That's disgusting. Right, last one for me.
All right.
I've heard about this one before. One thing you could live without knowing, that your eyes have a different immune system to the rest of your body. And if your body's main immune system notices this, you'll instantly go blind.
Yep, I've heard that. What? That's an actual lie. I heard that when I read this.
Oh, really?
When I did this. So yeah, that was on my thing as well. I was like, wow.
Are you man deep in this?
Wow, yeah.
Your eyes use a separate immune system to the rest of your body, which means there's no connection. As far as your white blood cells are concerned, there's no connection between your eyes and your body. And if your body just clocks on one day, zap, it's taking your eyes out.
Gone, bro. Scary.
It thinks your eyes are ops and it's taking them out.
Scary stuff.
That's scary as fuck.
Yeah, vision's gone immediately.
No. Scary stuff.
And I'm just talking about it like say I'm smarter than my own body.
Yeah.
I'm just willy putting it in the universe for Donnie to find out. And your brain, my vision.
Your brain is telling your enzymes that we
can you imagine I was talking about it and just
you daredevil.
I'll scream. I'm like, why did I bring it up?
God.
Fuck.
I watched 7 pounds yesterday, speaking of.
Oh. Why would you volunteer to watch 7 pounds?
I was in my Will Smith era.
I love 7 pounds, but I hate it in every way possible.
It was a tearjerker.
Yeah. Do you feel it here? Because I feel it here.
I feel it. I do feel it, but it's also like, I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird one because back in those days, when I was watching that movie, it made me realize you don't need CGI. You don't need action. All you need is a good story and good actors.
Yeah.
And that's what made a movie back in the day.
Bro, 7 pounds, bro.
Movie. He couldn't live with himself being alive.
Yeah.
He was the cause of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, actor, bro.
Yeah.
Actor, bro. He acted his fucking ass off in that movie.
He really did, and like, I couldn't do it.
The jellyfish thing, or just in general?
First of all, the jellyfish thing, and just the general concept.
Yeah.
Full disclosure, you man, I'd learn to live with it.
For those that haven't seen 7 Pounds, so 7 Pounds is about Will Smith. His name is actually Tim Thomas, not Ben Thomas. He caused an accident, his wife died, and 6 other people died.
On like a bus, right?
On like a bus thing, a van or whatever. And he donated 7 pounds of flesh to family members or people that were involved in the crash.
Were they involved with the crash?
Or he was just giving it to 7 random strangers. Seven random people that deserved it. He gave his eyes to Woody Harrelson, a blind guy. He gave his heart to his second lover. The day they banged, and the day after he told them they loved each other, I couldn't. He ran to the hospital.
Yeah.
In the rain.
He did. So what are the chances?
Less than 5%.
Yeah, so I'll
do it myself.
Yeah. She's having my heart. She's already got it.
She might as well take it physically.
Yeah.
Fuck. He gave one kidney to one lady, get both of his lungs to someone else, and he gave bone marrow, no anesthesia, to a ute.
The no anesthesia is unnecessary.
Bro, he was squinting.
Yeah, no anesthesia unnecessary. Rubber. What did he give to his brother? He gave his brother something as well.
I can't remember.
Gave his brother a kidney or something, I'm sure.
Maybe. He had scars on him.
Yeah.
He had scars. Yeah,
£7 is a movie.
But what's one thing you could have lived without knowing? Chainsaws were made for childbirth. Were created, invented for childbirth.
What does that mean?
Google
it.
What does
that mean? I don't want to Google it. Please just tell me what it means. I don't want to read
it means. It was to open up the... I can't remember what it's called. There's some bone thing here. Two skeleton dog's prototype.
Off the chainsaw. Not to cut down trees. It can just cut through the pelvises.
Yeah.
The hand crank chainsaw to cut through the pelvises of delivering mothers who are having trouble pushing them.
Yeah, this was 1780. Yeah.
No.
So that's why it was invented.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's really fucked.
That's crazy. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, man.
Cool indeed.
We learn some stuff every day.
You do, man.
Right, guys, welcome to the show.
Indeed.
You may be thinking, boy.
What's that on our breasticles?
Yeah, the guys are looking sexy today. Mm-hmm. Sexier than usual, perhaps. And James ain't even got a trim. I'll tell you why. It's because we're wearing smirch.
The merch.
So, if you've been with us for a minute, you'll know that we haven't had fresh merch in like 2 years.
Time.
We've been working on some new merch for a very, 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 very long time. Yeah. And it's finally here.
Don't get us wrong, guys. We haven't been working on it. It's not just dropping soon and we've been wasting 2 years. This has been up and down. This should have dropped time ago.
Yeah.
So don't look at us.
It's been a journey.
Like we owe you anything.
Yeah, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. We've tried.
We have
in
tried.
In secret.
Yeah.
We've been in secret rooms doing secret business.
We've been working.
To bring in some serious fucking merch. And you might be like, James, I know you're saying this is your merch, but merch doesn't have that neckline. That fear of God, palm angels neckline.
Yeah,
merch doesn't do stuff like that. It looks thick and it makes you look wham.
This is the merch.
Yeah.
This is the merch. Wait till you feel the hoodies.
Yeah, bro.
Wait till you, man, feel the hoodies.
Yeah. And you're thinking, that breast sample, it looks very good.
Man's doing shit. All right, fuck it.
Yeah. Come join me.
You man, watch this.
Hey.
Yeah.
Man's doing the...
Yeah. Two-sided, man.
Double-sided,
the fuck?
My dogs. Double-sided,
you think
my
this
dogs.
Is,
come
bro?
On, man. Come on, man.
You think we just drop any bullshit?
Nah, we're here.
So, we're here. There's multiple designs, multiple flavors.
Yeah, man.
The quality is unbelievable.
Insane.
Unbelievable, you guys. So yeah, I've been wearing it.
Standard.
So I've been telling everyone. As well. Yeah, I've been telling everyone who's asked me about it so far. When's it dropping? I was adamant that the streets weren't ready for it because I was saying, you can fit 2 baddies in this top. So you can't just let the streets have it whenever they want.
Facts.
If you're looking for a hoodie, that you're like, oh, I want to steal my boyfriend's hoodie. I want to steal your boyfriend's hoodie. Get him this hoodie, bro. Get him the S&G hoodie because it's thick. Yeah.
Cozy, wozy.
And if you want to find out if the guy that's courting you is a real man, let him come around the yard and find that hoodie there.
Facts.
And see his reaction.
Facts.
Because if he can't take the smoke, he's going to fuck out.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
So guys, short disclaimer, if you are on Patreon, you will already know this, but the merch is ready for you right now. If you're on Patreon, the merch is ready for you right now. So go over on Patreon. The link should be there. Grab that immediately.
Yes, sir.
You guys are watching us on YouTube or listening on any of the audio platforms right now, tomorrow, that is Tuesday, the 2nd
of April,
10 a.m., your merch drops then, okay? Tuesday, the 2nd of April at 10 a.m., your merch will be ready for collection. Link is in the bio.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Don't say we didn't warn you, man. Because when this first load sells out, I'm not trying to hear nothing.
I'm not trying to hear nothing. Links wherever you need to. Once you grab it, send us a pic, tag us in the story, do whatever you need to do. I want to see it. I want to see a hug. I'm going to see a certain man that didn't know they were this one.
Facts.
Yeah.
When you slide this on and you look at yourself in the mirror, you're thinking, wow, I've never seen a shape like this.
Yeah, I've never seen silhouettes like that.
You haven't until you wear the S&G merch.
Facts.
Until you wear the S&G
merch. So guys, this is a new era for us. We're really, really excited. This is our always on edition. So this is going to be the collection that you can get anytime. Every couple months, there's going to be some drops.
There might be a little surprise.
There's going to be some surprises this year. Because your daddy's been cooking with the designers. We've been working on some stuff.
We've been working.
So stay woke, stay ready. And we hope you enjoy it.
Facts.
All right, guys. It's that time of day. It's that time of week. It's time for the Whoop updates.
Come on, dogs.
Okay? So, I'm not gonna lie to you, man. It's been a humbling
experience.
It's been a humbling experience, okay? So I've been greening, though. You've been greening.
I've been greening, too.
Yeah, greening and grinning.
Yeah, facts.
Full disclosure, Jesus Christ. So far, there are 2,200 people joining the S&G 12-week challenge. So guys, if you are new here and you're wondering, what's this challenge stuff? What's that? Patek on your wrist.
Facts.
This thing.
People always think, why has Fuhad got two watches?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not flexing,
why
man.
Why is James trying to ice out?
Bust down
every week? Nah, bro. This is a whoop-de scoop. Yeah. So this drone right here is a wearable fitness coach that tracks our recovery, tracks our sleep, and it tracks our daily strain. So what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks is challenging the entire S&G community to a 12-week challenge to see who can get the best strain, the best recovery, the best sleep, and who can come to the O2 in May.
Snatched and V-taped up.
V-taped up, looking sexy. Is this body power? Nah, bro. It's S&G at the O2.
That's what it is.
Okay, is this the Arnold Classic? Nah, bro, it's S&G at the O2.
Come on, dog.
Say less. Is this the Mr. Olympia competition? Nah, bro, it's S&G at the O2. So guys, whilst we've been trying to get snatched, I've been keeping an eye on a couple big hitters.
Yeah.
So let me just get the stats from last week, okay? So we're going from the 18th to the 24th.
Week? All right, bet.
Monday to Sunday.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing some familiar names, I say that.
Okay.
So this week, number one winner on strain is a nice gentleman called Luke. I don't believe he was number one last week.
I don't think so.
But
with a 20.6.
20.6 average strain for the week. I've never hit 20 for a day in my life.
It's crazy.
I think, Ellis, you got 19 one time?
Most I got was 20.
Jesus.
I got 20 once.
Fair play.
I see Kyle in third was doing the bits last week.
He was doing the bits.
So Kyle's keeping it consistent.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that two-piece in a picture. Yeah,
that orange two-piece, I remember that. That button down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. We've got Rebecca in second place doing damn with 20.5 hour strain. So juicy. I am
what are you?
Chilling at 1,089th with an average strain of 10.6. But let me explain.
All right, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, let me explain. I really tried a couple times. I couldn't train as much as I wanted to last week. But when I trained you, man.
Yeah.
But because daddy's recovery is so high, me breaking 13 strain is me killing myself.
I hear that.
Like physically killing myself to get to 13. So it's just it's hard work.
My av for the week was 15.2.
Well played.
And I'm placed 179th. Yeah, boy.
Top 200, that's top 10%. Well played, very nice. Recovery. So my average recovery for the week was 76. Fair. I lost it on a couple of days because I hit like 94, 91, 91. Mm. And I was like, I'm cooking. Then I had like a 46 and I was upset. So average.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably yesterday. Average was 76%, but I'm 163rd.
Damn, I'm averaging 68%. I'm 474th.
It doesn't take much, does it?
It doesn't take much.
300
bro.
Paces.
Yeah.
So that is top 200 in recovery. And I'm happy about that.
A kid called Ibrahima, 98. Another chick called Crusader, 98. And Mimi T, 97. Mm. That's what I got. I yeah.
Fair play.
Is that what you got as well? Yeah. Cool.
All right, bet.
I sleep. No way. Go on. I'm just looking at my numbers on sleep.
You're good?
I doesn't look like
good. Okay. So. Sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Mimi T.
Yeah, she topped it.
Number one.
She topped the charts.
Yeah, Ibrahim's number one. Ibrahim is in there as well. Come on. So yeah, we're doing the averages of 100% sleep go into the top 19 people have average in 100% sleep.
That makes zero sense.
It's concerning to me. I average 75% of sleep for the week and I'm 953rd.
I average 74% sleep. I'm 1,014th.
Damn.
Doesn't make sense, bro.
Yeah, bro. We're trying, man.
We are trying.
We're trying. So anyway, guys, this is what, week three we've done this now?
I want to say so, maybe.
With the community, yes.
Yeah. Community, week three now, and everyone's cooking. I need to see Kyle knock down a few pegs. 2 weeks in the top three is disgusting stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So I'm going to get my trainer. So I'm gonna say it now. I won't remember. So 10.6 to beat is for me.
On strain.
That's what I really want to focus on, strain.
Okay.
And if I can get, there was one day I woke up on recovery and I was in the, what did I post to you? I was in top, I was like 21st or something like that.
Something
like that's the highest I've been.
Yeah.
So I want to break top 20 in something this week.
What did I break? What did I post in the chat the other day?
You did a recovery as well, right?
I think mine was recovery, yeah.
Yours was high.
It was high. My recovery today is very high.
Really?
95.
You're on for a good week.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday was 81. I'm greening this week.
You're greening?
I'm greening this week.
Greening and grinning.
Yeah, man.
All right, say less.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to try and hit an average of like 10.6 was last week. I want to hit like an average of say 11.5.
Okay.
Let's keep it humble and climb.
Okay.
11.5 for this week for my strain.
Okay.
Cool. I need to get under that 1,000 mark. This is getting embarrassing.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important for our sake.
Yeah. For our sake and our sanity. Yeah. I can't lead the pack. I'm about to even make in the top 1,000 of workers.
It's impossible.
All right, bet. That's what I want to do. All right, say less. So guys, if you want to jump in, it's never too late. Obviously, as you can see, we do it on a week by week basis. Mm-hmm. So all you need to do is head on over to join.whoop.com/SNG.
Sierra November Golf.
Order your Whoop today. You get 30 days risk-free, zero commitment, so you can do it. 30 days in, you're like, this is dead. Send it back. You won't because it's sick, but just in case.
You zero.
Get involved, jump in the Whoop Challenge. Let's keep going, let's get this over. Like, I wanna see like thousands of people in here. Mm-hmm. It's gonna make my life harder.
It would.
But I'm here for it. I need to push. Yeah. I need to push in these challenges. On a separate note, Daddy's getting addicted to melatonin, it seems.
The sleep drones.
Hands up. When we went to Whole Foods or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They have, this is a company called NeuroGum, right?
Okay.
That's where we have our nootropics.
Yeah.
They do that in America. Mm-hmm. You have to ship it. And so obviously when we went to Miami, mm-hmm. I had some of the things. I was like, cool. So I ordered a caseload. Mm-hmm. And I ordered their Sleepy Time package too, mm-hmm. which is these little melatonin, like melties, melt on your tongue. Mm. Tastes like lavender. It's lang. That's neither here nor there, but
yeah.
When I say I'm addicted to the taste, because taste means sleep.
Yeah.
And now I'm in my streaming bag. Follow me on Twitch. now that is on his frequent streaming bag, follow me on Twitch Wednesdays and Sundays. 8 to 11 p.m. UK time.
GMT.
I come off the computer hyped and it's ready for bed. Mm. When I say one of these suckies sends me to-
Swear.
Yeah.
Oblivion.
Sends me to the lap of the Sandman. Sends me to his lap, bro. Yeah. Wow, it knocks me out.
Fair.
And I'm saying like, I'm talking in like 5 to 10 minutes.
Really?
Bro, I still haven't got through last week's episode of Invincible because every night I'm opening my laptop, putting one of these bitches in my mouth and I'm zonked. zonked.
Really?
In 5 minutes, I'm zonked. I have just enough energy to close the map. Bro, just enough energy to flip that bitch down. Bro, and I'm gone. And that's when I've been bringing in those 90s for recovery. Mm, yeah.
Fair.
So last night, I forced myself not to have one. Mm-hmm. 40% recovery. But I can't keep taking them.
Yeah, because I was taking them religiously when we got back. The gummies, not the melties. I had the gummies. And the first one I popped in Miami.
Oh, you vomited, innit?
I forgot about that. I don't think that had anything to do with the gummies. I just think it was a coincidence, but it wasn't the food. It wasn't the gummies. I don't know what it was.
The concoction.
It could have been the concoction.
Yeah.
But projectiled that bitch.
Yeah, I heard.
Ran to the toilet. You heard?
No, I heard the next day. You told me the next day. I was zonked. I didn't hear shit.
I was concerned because it was loud.
Yeah.
That bitch was loud. It didn't make sense, bro.
But Javier, sorry to cut you off. This motherfucker, if you ever move in with him, I don't know why he would. He can't be allowed to touch the thermostat, you man. When I say this yard was freezing. Freezing!
I can't sleep in heat.
Fam?
Fam?
Yeah.
Every day, every night, I'll be tucked up in bed, watching something juicy, I'd hear his door slam. I don't know what was going on with your door.
Oh yeah, it's a jar.
Yeah.
I have to like lift up to push it. Yes.
You'll hear a slam door, and then you'd hear, so all the space of a minute, you hear him climb up the stairs, boom, 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 walk across the landing, I'm snuggle. You hear, ra-bang, his door, and then you hear, freezing.
Sam, were you fucking with the aircon in LA?
I don't remember, but probably. Probably, bro.
Yes, I remember.
Oh my God.
Yes, I remember.
Pissed off.
Freezing.
Because me, you and Jay on the same floor,
yes,
right?
Yes, I remember. Cold, you man, don't let him touch it. Freeze it. Every night, in the middle of the night, I would have to go in there, pump that up to 21, something like that. He was taking a piss. Anyway, carry on.
I woke up boiling every morning. I couldn't do it.
At some point, that has to become your problem. Because I was freezing through that. And the sheets aren't thick in Miami. They don't give you thick duvets in Miami.
For real.
Freezing every day. It's not healthy. carry on.
Oh, fuck, yeah,
projectile vomited. Gummies.
Projectile vomited gummies, whatever. Neither here nor there. I don't know why it happened. But anyway, the first sleep was the best sleep I had all holiday. And I think that was the first time my recovery was in green. But when I came back, I think the first, I want to say, two nights, maybe three nights, it would knock me out. Ever since then, every time I've taken them since then.
Immune.
My body's just used to it.
Yeah, I finished
the tub already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the tub? Yeah. Well, you take two a night.
You're supposed to take two?
It says on the thing, take two a night.
Oh, okay. I think the first time I ever had them, I took two. I was in LA last time.
Yeah.
That's what I told you, I was like this.
Yeah.
I was trying to say, oh, you mean I was like this. Trying to stay awake, bro. Oh, it was hell. It was dragging me to sleep. Oh, bro, I tried my hardest. And it took like 10 seconds. And then Megan the next day was like, don't take two, bro. But these melties, bro, I'm getting addicted. And just like, so basically the way, if you guys don't know, like with hormones, same with like testosterone. So if you start taking testosterone, your body will stop producing testosterone.
Mm.
Same with melatonin. If you start taking supplementing melatonin, eventually your body's gonna stop producing melatonin. So melatonin is the hormone that's released when you see darkness. So eventually you're just gonna, that's why they tell you don't watch screens in bed, don't watch your phone in bed, because your brain's not triggered to release the melatonin, you won't be able to go sleep. So with me, I'm bypassing this screen barrier and I'm zonking. So now eventually my body's just gonna stop producing shit. Seeing darkness ain't gonna do nothing for me. So I remember Megan telling us before, well, when we were in LA before, she was like, at one point, she suffers from insomnia.
Yeah.
She was saying at one point, bro, she just had to firm insomnia for a minute to wean herself off this melatonin, bro. She physically could not sleep by herself.
Damn.
Yeah, so I can't be having it.
Yeah.
I need to pick like one day a week, maybe.
I think a Sunday. I think you should do it on a Sunday.
Sunday makes sense.
It makes perfect sense because...
Probably Sunday and Monday. Let's push it a little
bit. Yeah,
Sunday,
yeah.
Monday, and so Monday. My work days, I'm feeling
panned.
Good.
Yeah.
But it's too tempting for you, Ed. Because I've been telling myself, bro, not tonight. I'll come off streaming or do whatever. I'll get in bed and I'll be like, not tonight. Just let it relax and just let whatever happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then like, I'll go...
You'll be fidgeting.
Yeah. I'm tossing and turning and I've got PT at 9 a.m. And I'm thinking... One little sweetie, and daddy's out. And I'm waking up fresh. Who doesn't want that?
Damn.
Yeah, it happens, it needs to stop.
It happens.
Yeah. Anyway, back to school.
Guys, it's time for some education. Grab your whiteboards, grab your markers, grab your pen, pencil, marker, whatever you want to use. So back to school, guys. I asked the team 5 questions, key stage 3, that's year 11, or 11 years old to 14 years old. Could be geography, could be maths, could be English, could be science. And we try and see who the smartest in the classroom is. So make sure you guys are playing at home as well. Question number 1. How many wives did Henry the Eighth have? How many wives did Henry the Eighth have?
I should know, it's my ancestor.
You Henry what? The Eighth is your ancestor?
Swear.
Yeah, man, I got royal blood.
Nah.
Man's a Targaryen.
And then someone fucked up the bloodline. I don't know what happened. I'm related
and
to
banged a ting in Leicester.
Yeah, I know. Something fucking happened.
A lord banged a ting in Leicester so, and...
Yeah. Everything got fucked. Because I'm related to Henry the Eighth. And then Lady Jane Grey as well. And Lady Jane Grey is in Leicester.
Really?
Her castle is on Bradgate Park, which is down the road from me. It's all like fucked now. But I'm like, why is that not mine?
Damn.
Why is that not mine?
Yeah.
Do you know Henry VIII's castle is in London, like next to the bridge?
Is it?
Yeah. I never knew that. Anyway, you guys got your answers?
Yeah.
We'll come back to this.
We'll come back to
this. Yeah.
Okay. I've got my answer.
I've got my answer.
Yeah. Locked.
Nice. Question number 2. Which country hosted the 2016 Olympics? Everyone locked?
Yeah.
Question number 3. The concept of gravity was discovered by which famous physicist?
I'm livid. My brain's gone.
Think on that.
You're thinking of bear science, man.
Yeah. My brain's gone.
Yeah.
This is an easy one. Donnie with the apple.
Donnie with the apple, indeed.
Yeah. He fell on his head. Didn't it?
Yeah.
I think I've got it, but I'm not sure. There's so many people.
Well, there's so many physicists.
There's so many like names what pop, like.
Yeah, you know, I know what you mean.
Learn about and you're like, what the fuck?
Are we all locked?
Yeah.
Cool. Question number 4. What is the square root of 81? Question number 5 and the final question of Back to School this week. Spell accommodate.
Is anyone else on these spelling ones? Do you write down like different versions?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I do like a list and then I pick my the one what looks
your favourite.
Yeah, favourite. I write a list. I literally write a list and just go through it.
When you're told to spell something, you question yourself so much.
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
It really doesn't. Question number 1. How many wives did Henry the Eighth have? The answer is 6.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think it's married, divorced, died, married, divorced, survived.
That's the little song I did, yeah.
I don't know the actual words, so I don't know who married and died and survived. I just knew that. I went through it in my head. I just knew there were 6.
I just remember one being Anne Boleyn.
Divorced.
Yes, that's it.
She got chopped, I swear.
She got bodied.
She got murked.
Yeah.
I just remember Anne Boleyn, yeah. Cool. Which country hosted the 2016 Olympics? The answer is Brazil.
Oh, shit. What a guess.
Question number 3. The concept of gravity was discovered by which famous physicist? The answer is Sir Isaac Newton.
Yes.
Question number 4. What is the square root of 81? The answer is 9. Question number 5. Spell accommodate. The answer is ACCOMMODATE.
It's like double M what got
O-C-C, O A C C O M M O D A T E.
I did not think it was double M. I'm fucking fuming.
Neither did I. That was what got me. Double M.
Right. Scores, results, please. James, what did Rem get?
Rem got 3 out of 5.
Ellis, what did James get?
James got 4 out of 5.
Rem, what did Ellis get?
3 out of 5.
This is burger. So fucking boring.
Burger. Burger are you? Come are you? Ate ba yo?
Don't let him speak to you man in Japanese like that. Don't let him mug you off in anime.
That's jokes.
Oh, my little Oni-chan.
I said my little brother.
That accommodate had me on the ropes.
Mm. Which one did you, oh, so that's the one you got wrong?
I got it right.
You got
the one I got
right.
Wrong. The wrong I got wrong was Newton.
Oh, Newton, yeah.
Yeah, that was stressing me out.
All right, very nice.
Cool. Hope you guys got 5 out of 5 at home. If you did, put it in the comments.
Nice. Are we ready for Who Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Let's go.
I love being involved in games.
Fuck, right. I need to get one.
Well, Ellis.
is tailored towards you, apparently.
It's funny you should say that, because the scores, I think, are 5-3-0, something like that.
5-3-0, yes.
So this one, the way I've written it out, I believe Fuad and Rem...
get it last.
No, I believe Fuad and Rem will get it. So this one, Ellis gets a head start. And I will read it through, and Ellis gets first dibs. If he gets it, he gets the point. But this one is not tailored for Ellis.
I see.
But as soon as Ellis says yes or no,
floor's open.
Hands up or whatever.
Cool.
And just say, shout your name or something, because I can't look at both of you at the same time.
Cool.
And then you get to guess.
Cool.
Okay? So this one is in the form of a poem. So... I am reading a poem to the woman I love, and you need to guess who is the woman I love.
I see. Not the person reading the poem.
Not the person reading the poem. You need to guess who I'm talking about.
I see.
Yes? Are we ready? It needs to be me. It needs to be we, yourself, and I, because we're meant to be. If this were a beehive, baby, you'd be the queen, and we'd share a hive mind, and there'd be no blindsides. You'd tell me to jump, and I'd simply ask how high. But that's not a crown on your head. I see it's a halo, because you're an angel, and your voice is a blessing to me. I see you with him, and the visuals are stressful to me. It keeps me up at night, how you pick this prick over me. This nigga's so boring, that when he speaks, all I'm seeing is Z's. If I'm the top dog, in this pack, your man's just a flea. Just yesterday, I saw your boy trying to flex, till I pulled up, and this ute took two steps to the left. How long are you gonna keep playing us? I know when you look at me, you think my loving is dangerous. But please hear me when I say that I'm ready to cuff it. You're the whole meal to me. The chicken, the gravy, the mac and the cheese, the carrots and the greens, and most important, the stuffing. So please let me stuff it. Just let me cuff it. Leave the door open, and behind me, I'll shut it. Ellis.
I'm annoyed because I know you two have got
it. I knew it from the first line.
I knew it from about the third line.
Livid.
You can do this, bro.
It's a good pen game, by the way.
Thank you. I'm going to read it one more time, Ellis. You can do this, okay?
I honestly don't know.
You can do this.
It's very broad, I think. I don't know.
Ellis, you can do this, bro. So I'm going to read it one more time, Ellis.
Okay. All right.
And then say yes or no. If you say no, as soon as you no,
it's them.
Fuel or Rem.
Yeah.
Shout, and then you can say who it is. Cool.
Well, he's already, Friggs said that he already clocked from the first line, and I said the third line. So if we were all playing honestly, he would.
Yeah, but he's just saying shit. He could just.
I promise you, on everything I love, I go it from the first line.
Yeah, but I can't just take that and say, okay, you win.
Fair. That's also valid. That's also valid.
Also, nothing changes if he wins or if I win because he's 2 points ahead. So it doesn't matter who wins, to be fair.
Fair. Right, you ready, Ellis?
Okay.
You can do this, bro. Listen.
Oh, yeah, I am.
It needs to be me. It needs to be we, yourself, and I, because we're meant to be. If this were a beehive, baby, you'd be the queen, and we'd share a hive mind. There'd be no blindsides. You'd tell me to jump, and I'd simply ask how high. But that's not a crown on your head, that I see it's a halo. Because you're an angel and your voice is a blessing to me. I see you with him and the visuals are stressful to me. It keeps me up at night how you pick this prick over me. This nigga's so boring that when he speaks, all I'm seeing is Z's. If I'm the top dog, in this pack, your man's just a flea. Just yesterday, I saw your boy trying to flex till I pulled up and this ute took two steps to the left. How long are you gonna keep playing us? I know when you look at me, you think my loving is dangerous. But please hear me when I say that I'm ready to cuff it. You're the whole meal to me, the chicken, the gravy, the mac and the cheese, the carrots, the greens, and most important, the stuffing. So just let me stuff it. Just let me cuff it. Leave the door open and behind me I'll shut it. Who is she?
It's gonna have to be between these two. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I'm gonna clap and then shout. Three, yeah. two, one.
Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Beyonce, bro.
It was like songs of hers.
Right, yeah. So this
is fuck all about Beyonce.
There's a lot of Beyonce references. Fair. Okay, cool. So
I've got that.
It needs to be me, it needs to be we, yourself, and I. So
me and
Beyonce, yeah, Beyonce has a song called Me, Myself, and I. If this were a beehive, so Beyonce's fans.
Yeah.
Called beehives.
Fair.
You'd be the queen. This. You'd be the size.
Halo.
That's not a crown on your head that I see. It's a halo. She has a song called Halo.
Yeah, I'm on Halo.
Cool. I see this one's the base one. I don't know how you pick this prick over me. This nigga's so boring that when he speaks, all I'm seeing is Z's. Who's her man?
Jay-Z. Fair.
I have no idea.
Just yesterday, I saw your boy trying to flex till I pulled up and he took two steps to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything Fair. You own in the box to the left.
Fair.
Come on, bro. I'm going to spin game at you. how long are you going to keep blaming us? I know when you look at me, you think my loving is dangerous. Dangerously in love. Beyonce song.
Don't know that one.
Banger.
Yeah.
I don't think I know it.
Oh, Ellis?
That's yeah.
Listen to it on the way home today.
I know Halo and all the single ladies and that's it. They're the fucking only ones I know. And the Texas one.
But please hear me when I say I'm ready to cuff it. Beyonce had a song called Cuff It.
Cuff It.
That was like last
That was
year.
Soon.
Recent.
Don't know that one.
Maybe if you hear it, you'll know it. Not by name.
Fair. I don't know anything about Beyonce. I never would have got that.
What's it? I feel like falling in love. I feel like.
Don't know it.
Bro!
We gonna fuck up the night.
Oh, I know that.
That's that song.
That's the same song.
Oh, okay, fair, fair.
Yeah, I told you if you heard it.
I know that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fair, fair, fair.
All right, never mind. Unapologetic when I fire up. Banger, bro.
Banger. It's a banger.
Yeah, bro.
I'm off the bump Beyonce anyway.
Yeah, unapologetic when I fire up the night. Bro, Beyonce is a fucking trooper.
Yeah, that from the we, myself, and I one, from then, done. And when you after that, your next clue was she doesn't wear a crown, she was a halo. I was thinking Beyonce. From
yeah, of course. Jump, all right, bet. Yeah. Well, anyway.
That was good, though. Good pen game.
Thank you very much.
Very good pen game.
If at home you are not a Beyonce fan, you may have struggled if you know anything about Queen B, you would have got it immediately. But anyway, next up we have trash news with Rem, please.
Let's go. Government wants to fly wants flying taxis to take off in 2 years.
I saw a post about this.
Same.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense, but carry on.
So, the first flying taxi could take off in the UK by 2026 and become a regular sight in our skies for 2 years later. If a government announcement goes to plan. The Future Flight Action Plan, developed with the aerospace industry, also says drones and flying vehicles will become more autonomous. It predicts that the first pilotless flying taxi will take off in 2030.
Or in
24.
Sorry? I was saying, what year are we in? I was thinking out loud, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Experts say hurdles such as infrastructure and public acceptance need to be overcome first. There are a number of different models, but most flying taxis look like a futuristic helicopter and can usually carry about 5 people. They are a part of a family of vehicles called eVTOLs, which stands for Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft. The technology for them exists now, but it's likely that the aircraft will start off as exclusive modes of transport, replacing expensive journeys currently done by helicopters. The Department for Transport The Department for Transport also plans to allow drones to fly beyond visual line of sight, meaning the person controlling the drone cannot see it in the air. Some of the uses of unmanned drones include transporting medical supplies, delivering post in rural areas, and tracking down criminals on the run. Their use is still in early stages, but the plan suggests drone deliveries would be commonplace by 2027.
I see the drone delivery ones.
Delivery ones is common for the NHS, apparently. Already already trialed.
That's nice. Like organs and shit?
Blood transport, yeah. I guess.
Okay, cool.
There's a trial in 2022. Biggest obstacles are getting flying taxis into the air and infrastructure and public perception.
Public perception is a big one. So that I think I've said this on here before. That people who are working on like self-driving cars is like the biggest hurdle is humans. So the biggest issue with self-driving cars is that basically a lot of scientists have said like if they could click their fingers and people just weren't allowed to drive anymore and all of the cars were autonomous, yeah. no crashes would happen.
Yeah.
So all the cars would speak to each other and nothing would ever go wrong. But it's humans. The reason that AI cars are so hard to do is because they have to take in human, what do they call it? Human error into consideration. Mm. So people just randomly changing lane and people running out into the street. And it's like, if that wasn't a thing, then automation would be fine. So I can imagine Elon Musk went on a podcast one time and they were talking about flying cars. I think it was Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan asked him why is flying cars not a thing? And he basically said it's useless because if you look at, have you seen what the globe looks like with all the flight paths?
No.
So you can pull up images with flight paths and it's they're everywhere.
Okay.
So this is in a day.
Okay.
And how many flights, And it's lines, you man.
Mm.
It's lines. And how they don't crash is, that red one there. Click that. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, wow.
Bro, this is all the thing. So, everything has to be incredibly specific.
Yeah.
Airspace is, a real, real, real thing. And even though when you're in the air, you look around, it's like, I see no fucking planes. Mm. It's like, bro, there's so many planes flying at one time. So, imagine that over one town.
Yeah.
So, the only way that they'll be able to do it is automation. And it would have to be AI drones that will obviously have the flight paths and the timings all automated so that no crashes would ever happen.
Mm.
But if they were ran by humans, bro, you'd be having crashes every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why they say public perception is going to be the big one, because in order for this to be successful, it would have to be pilotless.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
It's an interesting concept though.
It is an interesting concept. I also don't think, would you take it if it, let's say, they said 2030 is the plan, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
2030, mid-year, July, would you be on it?
I get in, there's just no one driving?
Yeah.
And it goes in the air?
Yeah.
Huh. I'll be scared.
Mm.
I don't think I would do it for a good 3 years.
Yeah,
so I would 2033, get all the tests out of the way, get all the crashes out of the way, then I'll jump on.
Yeah, I think I'm the same.
I couldn't do it on the year of release. Never.
Early adopter.
Never.
No, I'm all right.
You man seen, obviously, speaking of Elon Musk.
Neuralink.
Huh? Neuralink.
Yeah.
Murked him.
Did it?
I'm sure he's paralyzed.
I thought he was paralyzed already.
Was he paralyzed already?
We'll find out.
Let's Google it. Because I saw Neuralink, I saw paralyzed. And I kept on scrolling. I was like, charge.
Yeah. I could be wrong. I think the guy was already paralyzed.
Okay. Yeah, it's this Donnie here.
Yeah.
Plays online chess, so 5 days ago.
Paralyzed. Okay, he was already paralyzed, okay.
After a diving accident.
Okay, say less, okay.
He was already paralyzed.
I take it back.
Yeah, I think a lot of the first, because it was invented for people with brain injuries and shit like that, and neurological injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the kind of person who's gonna opt to have a chip implanted into their brain, all due respect, is not gonna be a normal brain who's just bopping around.
Mm.
Valid. Test subjects would be someone that's
quadriplegic, Jones.
Yeah,
who were just chilling.
Makes
they
sense.
Might be like, bro, save me. If this is an opportunity to get me walking again, I'm doing it.
Makes sense.
Yeah, size of a £1 coin. That's kind of big, you know.
That's weighty.
Yeah.
That's weighty.
Oh my!
You'd feel that,
bro.
You'd feel that knocking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. Wait. For example, the whatever. In Switzerland has successfully enabled whatever his name is who is paralyzed to walk just by thinking about movements involved.
Bro, I don't think we'll understand. This Brett moved a chess piece with his mind.
Was it chess piece or the cursor, did you say? Because I know he was playing chess, but I'm sure you read he moved the cursor.
It says first brain chip patient plays online chess. Pretty common in a 9 minute live stream following use the cursor to play online chess.
Use the in a live stream. Click that link, please.
We basically went from what we call kind of differentiating imagined movement versus attempted movement. So a lot of what we started out with was attempting to move. So I would attempt to move, say, my right hand, left, right, forward, back. And from there, I think it just became intuitive for me to start imagining the cursor moving. Basically, it was using the force on a cursor, and I could get it to move wherever I wanted. Just stare somewhere in the screen, and it would move.
He said, "Imagine it."
which was such a...
How sour... Thank you for that, Rem. How sour do you think this will turn?
It could, sour is a turn.
It could get dark. Yeah.
Like, in terms of, like, all the Black Mirror... I was going to say Blue Mirror. All the Black Mirror type shit, all this mind control, all this type of stuff, this is the start of it. How sour do you think it can get? Or will get? Because this isn't going to be smooth sailing. Let's be real.
It's not.
Let's be fucking real. It's not going to be smooth sailing.
So the way I've seen him pitch it...
Who, Elon?
Elon, is that it increases the bandwidth of your mind as well. So the way ultimately it's supposed to happen is ultimately you're supposed to have the power... Imagine anything you can do on your phone, you can do in your brain instantly.
Interesting.
So your intelligence is now through the roof. You can check this whole, let's look at Google. You know the answer because you have access to Google in your head.
Interesting.
That's crazy.
Calculator shit in your head. Everything in your head. Anything that you can do on this, you can do in your head.
Interesting.
Like, bro, it's gonna be crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's supposed to help paralyze people walk. It's supposed, like, bro, it's supposed to do everything. So I reckon it's gonna get real sour.
He's also a fucking innovator, man.
Of course.
Fuck me.
He's changing history, bro.
He is literally changing history day by day.
Man said, imagine it. That bar scared me.
Mm.
Yeah, when man said, oh, I was attempting to move the cursor and nothing was happening, then I tried imagination and it started doing it. Even though that's the desired outcome, I would say, take it out. You man, take it out. It's doing a madness.
I wonder how much it's going to cost.
Bax.
I wonder what how the procedure would be.
Bax, bro, if it final product, that's the thing as well, because this is one of the, you know, like, rich get richer, poor get poorer. This is a perfect example, bro, where it's like, if it's a case of you can actually do all the shit that you can do on your phone in your head, the possibilities are endless.
Endless.
So it's like, they could charge a mil for this. And then only people who can afford a mil are getting it. And then they just get richer because they're all smarter. And people who can't afford a mil, no one's getting it.
It's going to break society in a way that we've never seen. It will be like a movie type thing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
There must be a movie already like that.
Oh, there's probably a million movies like this.
Probably, yeah.
This dystopic,
yeah,
like half cyborg,
hierarchy.
This is Matrix type stuff.
Yeah, it's long. It's interesting from like the outsider's perspective, but it's going to be long.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be nuts.
Would you go to space?
No, I have no interest in space. I'm not going to lie to you. It's too dangerous for nothing to float.
No, I mean, like, when I say go to space, I mean in a sense of, like, you're with Elon and them man, and they're trying to recreate stuff on the next planet.
I'm no interest.
You, man?
Sounds boring, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I'm interested in space, but I'd never go up there. I'd never go up there just literally, like I said, because of the risk. It's too much risk. For what? Like, don't get me wrong, it'd be amazing, but...
It also takes like 6 months to get to Mars or something ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't get all that stuff as well about, like, we're going to move to a new planet. No, we're not. Like,
I mean, we're not.
I don't think our
generation will. Yeah.
Like, you can't move planet. That's just mental.
I mean, how do you know? Devil's advocate.
You never know, bro.
Because inhabitable, we can't.
Right now it is.
Right now,
like,
yeah.
Mars is freezing. Apparently they talk about like fucking blowing up nukes or something and causing a...
Create like an atmosphere and stuff.
Yeah. Creating
heat that bitch up.
Global warming on Mars, so they're gonna fucking nuke it to like cause global warming to make it warmer so we can live there. Just crazy shit, and it's like, it's not worth it.
That actually isn't worth it.
Just stay on Earth.
Would you
worth it for humanity?
Would you say again?
It's not worth it for humanity to continue living.
I don't see Mars. That's what I was gonna say. I just think Mars is, because like in terms of resources, Mars has nothing.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense to move from here, because the only reason it makes sense is to colonize another planet because of the resources in this planet have run out. So my next question was going to be, would you move to a new Earth? If there was a new Earth that was 2 years away, but we're murked here.
How murked is
that? We're murked here. The water situation is dire.
Muddy.
Yeah. The clouds, is dirty out there. Like you walk... You have to walk to the shop in goggles of all masks, the dust and musk that you get. Like
acid rain.
The bees are dead.
Oh yeah.
They're not pollinating.
Damn.
That's a bad world.
Yeah. And we're murked. And there's a new Earth 2 years away.
A Pandora.
Oh, it couldn't be a Pandora because I'll get on immediately.
Factual.
Yeah, Pandora.
I'll be there.
And yeah. they're freeing up avatars over there.
I'll be there.
Yeah, you'd see me there a year before you, man. Just connecting tails with all the joints.
Blewed up.
Yeah. Blewed up.
Crypto.
Bro, right here, bro. Linking tails. You see me, bro. Linking tails with all the baddies, bro.
Oh, God. You're just like, finally, you got it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you, man, how it works.
I will be there.
Yeah, yeah.
I will
yeah.
be
Pandora's
there.
Pandora's insane.
2 years to get there. It reminds me of, what's that movie? You know exactly where my train of thought is going, right?
Yeah,
I feel like there's a movie where they go into space because they want to colonize another planet or like live on another planet, but they wake up too early.
Chris Pratt and
yes.
Pratt Jennifer and Lawrence?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very peak movie.
And he woke her up.
He woke her up. Yeah. Livid.
Oh my God, livid is the word.
Passengers.
Yeah. Yeah, insane.
Woke up too early.
I can't remember how it ends. Did they squash it or not?
No, I'm sure one of them dies. And then, but one of them dies, one of them makes it to the spot. I believe.
Is he old when he makes it there?
I can't remember. I've seen it once.
Yeah. Sounds dire.
I've literally seen it once.
I've seen it once, I couldn't remember.
But to answer you, what was your question? Would I dip? I would dip.
Yeah.
And it takes 2 years to get there, so it'll be a passenger situation. Yeah, I'll do it though.
Ah, oh, people would fuck on that ship. There'd be babies arriving in Pandora.
And
babies.
And all they would know is Pandora.
Yeah,
Pandora's
yeah,
ship.
Yeah,
that's all they know.
They'd be speaking the local tongue.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Crazy
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah,
crazy stuff.
Indeed.
But I generally do believe there's going to be a lot of groundbreaking stuff in the next 20 years in this world, for sure. Like you said, obviously flying cars, going to space/Mars, this Neuralink thing. AI robot shit.
Yeah.
What else is happening that's like... There will probably be a time where surgeons and surgery gets replaced by robots.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Very, very soon.
That should be the first thing we do.
Very fucking soon. Yeah, there's stuff that's going to be happening, man. And it's literally going to make the world a very hierarchical place.
Mm.
Even though it's very hierarchical now.
Even more than it
is. Yeah, even more than it is. Yeah. So yeah, it's going to turn this place into a dystopia. It's going to be crazy.
Mm.
So yeah. Pandora me up, bro. Pandora
That'd
me
be
up.
So lit.
A country with buff as well.
Yeah, it does.
Massive.
Yeah.
And explore.
There's monsters there.
Yeah,
right?
That
Jaguar too? Yeah. The Jaguars will fuck me up.
Yeah, at night, oh God. I'm staying blue and staying up in the sky.
Yeah,
blue
yeah.
and up because I'm
yeah.
wedge. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, yeah, someone make a Nobu over there early.
Because I'm going to eat
I want to eat sushi and I want to chill in the trees.
Facts.
None of this dragon, jaguar, jungle stuff. Give me luxury on Pandora. Blew me up and then give me luxury, bro.
Facts.
Nice
jokes.
Charge. All right, guys, thank you very much. This was a good episode.
It was.
As always, Patreon, grab your merch now. Other guys, grab it tomorrow. Love of love.
Gang, gang, gang.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.